Okay, so we left off with a couple of problems. I guess basically the problem, one way the problem could be stated is that the Griz is formulating here that there are two different categories. There's a Kavod Amora, that's one category. And then there's another category of Hidr, which basically expresses itself insofar as Kima, a Kima Shel Hidr, right, standing up. Now, he quotes the Tosfos in Baba Kama that learns out from each one of those categories from its own particular pasuk, which makes sense. That's Hashem Lekecha Tira. That's to teach you Kavod Amora by a Rebbe Muvak. And then they say V'takava Darta Pnei Zokin, that's to teach you, you know, Hidr by Stamat HaMachacham. But then, and the Griz himself, you know, is aware of it. You see the way he wrote? He wrote, Ulam, however, the Rambam is kolel it all under one mitzvah of Pnei Seva V'takava Darta Pnei Zokin. See, so really, I mean, how does that work? How does that work that they could become nichlal under one mitzvah? And furthermore, you make it even worse, it's they're categorized under one mitzvah, and yet they're two different worlds. Somehow, that when it comes to your Rebbe Muvak, the rules of the qualification of Hidr seem to disappear. Meaning, you don't need a Kima Shel Hidr. Right? That's his whole point, that that by your Rebbe, you have to stand up Malo Einav, not Dalet Amos. Why? Because Dalet Amos is an expression of Hidr, of being Mahader him, of honoring him. But outside of Dalet Amos, you don't know the guy's standing up. It doesn't relate to him. So, how do all these things come under one mitzvah? Like, how does that way? It's under one mitzvah, and yet the very idea of the qualification, the idea of Hidr, doesn't even apply to the Rebbe Muvak. So, but I guess the place to start really is the Rambam himself, because that seems to be the difficulty. You know, the Griz is one thing, but I think basically the Rambam itself is difficult. So let's just take a look at the Rambam for a minute, okay? Let's just take a look there. Yeah, so it's the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos. It's the Rambam Reshtas. He should sivona lachabed hachachamim v'lokom ipneihem ulagadol osam. All right, so the mitzvah is basically to honor chachamim, to arise before them, etc. V'u amri yisala ipnei seva tokom v'adarta ipnei zokein. V'loshen sifra tokom v'adarta kima shiyesh pohider. It should be a getting up that creates honor. That cause that has honor, that's honorable. Ukfar hisbaru mishpatei mitzvah zu beperek risho mikedushin. Vida shim hayos mitzvah zu mechayeves la nashim kulam bechlal. You should know that while it is true that what? This mitzvah is an obligation on people in general. Klomar, lechabed hachachamim, meaning to say, to simply give honor, pay respect to chachamim. Afila chacham sheshavala b'chachma, even a chacham who's equal to you in chachma, right? It's simply to honor chachamim. It's not about a relative station in life. It's simply you have to honor chachamim. All right. Kemo sheberu ba'amram talmud chacham sheba bavel omdim ze b'fnei ze. The talmid chachamim and bavel stand up one for the other. Okay. Da, sheyesh b'chvod b'chavod devarim no sofim ala Talmud. But you should know that when it comes to kavod, there are things that are added upon the student, the Talmud. V'zeki kavod ha-Talmud la-rabo yesh bo tosefes gedula. Because that is that the kavod that a Talmud must show to his Rebbe has an addition of Gedula al Hakavot, Shu Mechuyev Lechacham, that he's normally obligated to a Chacham. V'yischayev lo im Hakavot, Hamora. And he's obligated with Kavod, also Mora, Hamora. Kihem kfar beru shechok rabo alav kechok aviv shechayv akasav lachabdo uvelira mimeno. And they have already explained that the law of the Rebbe upon him, its obligation to his Rebbe, is like the same thing like the father. That the Torah also obligated by the father, lachabdo liyira mimeno. Okay? And then he goes into what it is. Eina mutalach lokim rabo, right? Yismach b'chachmaso, he can't be mora by him, he can't, liskoteitimo, lisrayimimeno, get into all sorts of fights and the rebellions and the v'lalachajdo, not to be suspicious of him, shimdavirer acharov, right? All these different things. Okay. All right. So, the question is, what is the Rambam saying here? Okay? How do you work that out? What does that mean exactly? I mean, really, it's just a couple lines that you really have to really underline here. And that is, v'zeh, da, sheyesh b'kavo dvorim nosafim ala talmid, v'zeh ki kavod ha-talmid l'rabo yesh bo tosefes gedula ala kavod shumachuyev l'chacham, v'yeschayev lo ma'kavod ha-mora. You see? Yechayev with the covered mora. So the question is, what does that mean? And how does that, and back to the question, how does it all become categorized under Pnei Seva Takum Vadarta Pnei Zaken? I mean, again, it sounds like Tosis really makes more sense. If there's a chiyev of mora, you would think it's a separate pasuk, as Hashem HaKachatira. Okay? Problem first in the Rambam before you even, you know, really before you get to the Grizz. I mean, yeah, okay. So I was talking over the problem with Rebbe, and what we want to say is like this, that, you see, there is no idea of Mora per se by your Rebbe. Really, what one is obligated towards Rabbo Muvhak is kavod. Because the Rebbe has given him certain things. I mean, of course, the greatest things. Chai Olam Haba, right? A life of Shlemus, right? How to proceed properly in life, right? Through the knowledge of Torah. So therefore, you're really obligated towards him. The proper expression is kavod, is honor, respect. You see? Certain deference. But you see, the way the kavod comes about is through the institution of mora. In other words, when you do those things that equal mora, like you don't sit in his place, and you don't argue with him, and you don't paskin in front of him, and all these rules, right? All these rules that are all together make up the idea, the category of Mora. When you follow those, when you right, abstain from doing those improper activities, that itself is a Kiyam and Kavod. And it's really Kavod. The Kiyam is really Kavod. It's Lachabe Talmid Chacham. That's what the Rambam says, right? I think I pointed out last week. If you look in the, not in the Koseres right before the Mitzvah, before the Halacha, but the Koseres in the Hakdama. So the Rambam says over there, there's one mitzvah here. Lechabed, right? Lechabed Talmid Chachamim. Hold on a second, where is that? Where did that go? Here it is. Reish Tes, Minyan HaMitzvahs. Lechabed HaChachamim. Shenemar B'nei Seva HaTakom. You see? It's kavod. Kavod is the proper idea. But the kavod comes about through mora. Through mora. That's the nosefes. So buy a regular Talmud Chacham, even if he's shava b'chachma with you. So yechayev in kavod. There the kavod is limited to kima shel hider. It's kima shel hider. That's what yechayev to do. to properly be machabed a regular chacham. But when it comes to your Rebbe, because of what he's done for you in a personal manner, see, then the kavod is greater. It has a greater expression. How is it greater? Because now it includes the category, the concept of mora. But the mora is a key in that kavod. So really, by the Rebbe, it's really, when you talk about, let's say, kima, it's a kima sheyesh ba mora. As opposed to a kima simply that sheyesh ba hider, it's more than that. It's a kima also sheyesh ba mora. So now, with that idea, now the Rambam is good, because now you understand why it's under one mitzvah, because the mitzvah is covered. Okay, mivnei seiv etakom v'adar de pnei zakein. That pasuk is expressing the idea of having covered talmid chachamim. But by your Rebbe, it gets extended further. It has a greater expression, and that expression is through that it's no longer limited merely to hider, but it's mora, and that's exactly what the Ram says. See, the Ram does not say it's a separate thing. He says now part of this thing is of the kavod is mora. Mora has been added, but the mora is a kiyum in kavod. It's not a separate idea of mora. You see, and you see the Ram does it. And you see the Ram does not in the Sefer Mitzvahs, right? It doesn't have like by a father and mother, where you have this one mitzvah lachabed, another one a separate mitzvah liro. You know, Lira is Aviv Imo. You see? You don't have such a thing like that by the Rambam. Here it's all under one category of Kavod. You see? And the truth of the matter is, if you read the Grizz carefully, you'll see. You see, he always puts them together. Either he puts them together, he always says Kavod Omora. You see? Or if you look even almost at the end of the piece, on page 2, right before he says ulam, in the paragraph before that, there's like 2 lines left. He says v'chol din mechila hu rak berav hamuvak le'inyin chi of hakavod shenemar bo. You see, it's really a chi of kavod, but the chi of kavod is accomplished through mora. That's how it's accomplished. So it's kavod amora. That's why it's always kavod amora, because mora is really a kiyum in the kavod. So that really explains the Rambam, and it also explains now there's the Grizz. So the Grizz is very good now, right? Because now, since it's a kima shel mora, it's not limited simply to a kima shel hider. So a kima shel mora is melo enav. So now it's very good. By a regular Talmud Chacham, you have to stand up when he's within dalat amos of you, because that's a kima shel hider. The Rambam learns. That's how the Rambam learns. I'm not talking about the Ran now. But the Ram learns a key Mishal Hidr. So that's going to be limited to Dalet Amos. By your Rebbe? No, Hidr really stops at Dalet Amos. But the reason why you have to stand up for him is because of the category of Mora. It's a key Mishal Mora. And that's Melo Enof. You see? So therefore, it's very good. And by the way, you see, even though, I just want to make a point here, that even though by Ava Ve'imo, see, the Grizz brought a Raya like this. He says at the end of the paragraph, the first paragraph, on the right-hand side, at the end, he says, Mechuyifu lakam ipana mishum chiyuva de kavod amora. Dahare gam bechvod Ava Eim kaimalon de mechuyif lama bipneihem. Kimavur bekidush and daf lama gimel v'ramam perigvav milchaz mamrim. Okay, right, by your father and mother, you also have to stand up. V'gabi ava v'imo, arei lo matzinu mitzvahs hider klal. D'vadarta p'nei zokein k'siv. Aval ava eim, kol mitzvahsam hi kavod amora v'lo hider. Uval korchach t'mishum chiyuva de kavod amora hu de tzorach lamo mipneyam. U'memela du adin barabo muvak de kavasayo. Milvara mitzvah, t'takam v'adarta, m'chuyivu gam lamo mipanav gam mishum chiyuva de kavod amora. Yeah, that does not mean to say, by the way, that they're formulated exactly the same, father and mother versus the Rebbe. It's not true. We already pointed out that's not true. Because by the father and mother, there's kavod and mora are 2 separate categories. Whereas by the Rebbe, it's one. It's kavod It's a kavod shel mora. Right? It's a kiyum. The mora is a kiyum in the kavod. But that doesn't mean, but his raya is still good, because all he wants to show you is that when you're dealing with the framework of mora, what are the actions of mora? That could still be learned one from the other. Even if that the mora is not exactly, you know, it's, let's say by the father, the mora is a separate category. But by the Rebbe, it's a kiyum and kavod. But that doesn't change what the particular actions and the fact that you have a right logically to learn out one mora from the other mora. Just because one stands on its own 2 feet and is its own category, and the other one, it's a kiyum and kavod, it doesn't change what the very phenomena that make up mora are and how they're formulated. You see? So that's what he wants to show you. Just like by the father and mother, you see you have to stand up for them, and there's no concept of hiddur at all. It's purely mora. You see? Oh, so now you can learn out the same thing over here by a Talmud Chacham, that the mora, it has its own framework different than the standing up of hiddur. That's all he's showing you. I just want to point that out logically. That even though they might be ultimately categorized differently, it doesn't change what actions or what things you can learn out from the particular phenomenon itself of mora. That's all I just want to point out. That's why you could bring a raya from it. Yeah.
What does he do with the other pasuk?
Who's that? The Rambam?
Yeah,
the Ram doesn't anywhere quote Es Hashem al Kecha Tira, right? In the midst of Talmud, by Perakei and Vav, you don't see it once. I don't know what he holds. I mean, he maybe holds, I don't know. He doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva, maybe. I don't know. I don't know. The one thing that Rebbe really had a difficult time with the Griz was that, I mean, he disagreed with them. He had a hard time believing the standing up in the bathroom. In the Beis HaMerchatz. Because if you say that the Mora is a kiyum in the Kavod, he has a hard time understanding how a Kima in a Beis HaKisei can be a kiyum in Kavod. So I guess the Griz is arguing, no, the framework is Mora. The Mora itself is a kiyum and kavod. But Mora is, you have to look at it independently. What is Mora? Mora means simply, you have no right to remain, you know, it's to not react when your Rebbe comes into your eyesight. Right? Even though it doesn't, right? Because it's not hither. Clearly it's not hither. It's getting up for your Rebbe in the bathroom. Okay? Or in the sitting there in the sauna. But it's an idea of Mora, that you have no right to remain unmoved by his presence. You have no right to remain in that position. So the Griz is arguing that since it's Mora, so that's it, you got to do it. And that's how the Torah formulated it, and that's the Kiyum of Kavod. Rebbe's bothered, because like in the particular, it's completely, I guess, a non-covetic act. In the particular way, you know what I mean? In that circumstance. But anyhow, that's the, I just want to point that out. Only, you know, just in case anyone's bothered by that part, you know. But that's it. I mean, the Griz, he learns them all that way. Since it's a kima of Mora, and it's not being defined, it's not a kima of hither, so that's a game changer, right? It goes outside of Dalet Amos, and it's not limited to any special place. It's everywhere. That's how the Griz learns.
Yeah.
Right. In other words, our question was, how could you put these completely different formulations under one mitzvah, but the answer is it's not. They're both really kavod talmid chachamim. But that doesn't mean that they have to, all the expressions under this mitzvah are going to be exactly the same. So the Rebbe is going to have a separate quality of mora that a regular talmid chacham doesn't have, but it's still a kiyum in Kiba Talmid HaChachamim. L'chabe Talmid HaChachamim. But it has two different expressions. The Ram held it. That does not require a separate Taryag for that. Since it's a Kiyam and Kavod. It's like has the same theme. But the expression becomes different. I don't think it's the only... I know there are other mitzvahs like that. I just can't say. I got to think about what they are. Yeah, now if you look in Parakeh, I mean, just look at the categories. That, Ezel Cholek al Rabo. Can't be Cholek al Rabo. All right? And then he goes on with that. When Shaligil al Ra, Yamora, all these different rules about Cholek al Rabo. Then he says, Vasalola Talmud Likros al Rabo Bishmo. Right? The whole thing, V'chein lo yachlatz tfilov v'fnei rabo. V'lo yesev el yoshev ki yoshev l'fnei amelach. V'lo l'spal lo l'fnei rabo v'lo acha rabo v'lo b'tzad rabo. V'ein tzarech lomar sh'osel lo l'halech b'tzido. V'lo yikanes im rabo b'merchatz. V'lo yeshev b'mkom rabo. V'lo yachriya dvarav m'ponov. V'lo yistor es dvarav. V'lo yeshev l'fonov at sh'yom lo shev. V'lo yamed b'ponov at sh'yom lo amod. At sh'yitol rishus l'amod. You see, okay. And then you see the Ram says, very good. Perakei Alachir Aleph. Harav Hamuvak Sharotza Limchol Al Kfodo Bechol Hadvar Ma'elo. See? Oh, that's very good. Why did the Ram mention Moro? No, it's all Halach and Kavod. It's all Halach and Kavod. All these things are covered. Whether they're positive or negatives, you know, whether they're don't do Shev Al Taises or they're positive Kumvases, it makes no difference. It's all Halach and Kavod. That's what the Ram holds. Okay. All right. All right. Well, I mean, this is not a problem in the Grizz, but, I mean, he doesn't take it up, but. So what remains to be defined is the machlokas, really, Rambam and Tosas, whether or not Talmidich, Yerebi Muvak, is that a separate idea of Es Hashem Elokecha Tira? Versus, do you learn it out from the general pasuk Mipnei Seva Tako Vadarta Pnei Zake? What's the difference conceptually in the very way you understand the mitzvah? Whether you have it as a separate pasuk or it's nichlal with the Talmid Chacham in general, which of course is Tosis Avamina. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, that's true. And the Havamin of Tosis is that they're all nichlal together. It's true, but under the Pasuk of Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. Yeah, Tosis has a whole different angle here. What that machlokas is, okay, we'll leave it for now. Something to think about more. Okay, now you come to something that's very difficult when you first look at it. Okay? Now he goes like this, the second page. V'hine b'sugya shom daf lamed beis v'rav Yosef Omar afilo rav shemachal al kvodo machal. Okay, so Rav Yosef said, even a rav who's machal al kvodo, he could be machal. Eini v'ha rava mashki behi lula debrei v'dale l'kasa v'chule l'remei of l'rav pa... Who is that? L'rav, who is that? Okay, right. V'dale kasa... The Rav Masnel, Rav Papa, Vachule, Velo Koma Mekamei Ikpid, Vachule, Afilo Achi Hidr Me'abid Leibal. Okay, so the Grizz, it's a few stories there in Gemara Kedushin. Okay, but the bottom line is that he was Makpid, that they should have stood up for him. At least they should have done Hidr, they should have done for him. So Rashi explains, the Grizz goes on, Vapirish Rashi Shom Vizel Shono, lanua ma'at. Okay, to move a little bit. Kiila wrote salama on miponav, ad kan lashono, as if he wants to stand up. Umivor midivrei Rashi de'eno chayev bekima mamish. Right? It's clear, according to Rashi, you're not chayev to really get up at all. De'ikar chiyav ahidr paka kevin shemachal. V'chein hu b'shiltos parshas kedoshim nehi de'kima lo boy hidr boy l'mabedlei. Right? So, and the same thing the Shiltos expresses in Parshas Kedoshim, he says, well, it's true, kima you don't have to do, but hidr you have to do. Okay? So, yeah. Now the grid says, "Ulachora nira lefi perushim da hadakamar gemara dafilu hachi hider me'abed lebo ein rot saloma mishum chiyuva." So now the grid says something strange offhand. He says that you should say that according to their explanation, when the gemara says that a hider you're supposed to do, it doesn't mean because of chiyuv. The be'emes mikar adin lo yalem shum chiyuv klal kevin shemachol. So since they were machal, so since he was machal, what was he machal? He was machal kima shel hider, right? Vod alo ikar chiyav ahidah shemedina hu bekima shish behidah v'lo bedavar acher umizel lo amrina b'depeturim heim. So he was machal on his covet. Now if he's machal on his covet, so what remains? That's the Grizz's argument. What remains? Because kima shel hider really is the only expression. So if you're mochel and kimel shel hider, so what's left? Nothing. Okay? That's what the grid says. Umizeh lo amrin in the pedurimim el ikar abir b'zeh bal karchach. He says, but rather the real explanation of this gemara, bal karchach, like you're forced to say it is, da gemara de kamar da filachi inu boilem abedle hider ksas. Ki lo rotzim lama b'ponav. Ashem b'zeh shum din shel chiyav. That the Gemara is saying that when it says bo in whom bo l'mabed lehider, that they have to do something, it means even though there's no chiyuv, they should have done something. Okay? Now, offhand, it's a very hard explanation, what the Grizz is saying. Because all the Gemara says is that he was mochel, and therefore they didn't have to get up. But he held that hider me'abed bo. That they're really obligated to do some hiddur. And it says ikpid. He was makpid on it. So it's strange. How did the Grizz... You see, the Grizz says no. That there is no chiyuv. So then how do you understand the Gemara? If there's no chiyuv, if the Grizz is right that there's no chiyuv, so then how do you read the Gemara? Ikpid, afilo hachi hiddur me'abed lebo. So what does that mean? Okay? That's the problem. That is the problem. Yeah. Yeah. And also, okay, so yeah, right. Okay, that's the problem in the Grizz. Okay? But why did the Grizz make this maneuver? And he says, you see, he openly says, it's a Valkorche. It's like you have to say this. Like you're forced into saying this. Because what's bothering the Grizz is one thing. Once you tell me the guy is mochel, so now, what's left? Now you could say what's left is some kind of expression of hider. But it's funny because Rashi says... What does Rashi says? Rashi says, "Lanua me'at kilu rotze lamod mipanav." Like, what kind of idea is that? What kind of mice is that? As if you want to get up? What kind of mice? See, that was what was disturbing the Grizz. You see, that one, first of all, you have one category here, by Kavet Talmid HaChacham, which is Kima Shiesh Pahidah. And now you tell me the guy was Mochel. Once he's Mochel, what's left? What action is recognized? An action that what? Lanua Ktas Kila Rotza? I mean, well, what's that? What idea is that? What mice is that? You see? Oh, So now, but you still, I'm just showing you, you know, what the Grizz is thinking is. Now the question is, okay, but now he gives an explanation, okay, and he says that you're not chayiv, but it's difficult insofar as that the Gemara says that Rava was ikpid, right? And he says, no, hider me'abid le'bal, that they should have done a hider. So what does he mean? In other words, what was bothering Rava was like this. That insofar, you're right. Since there's Mechila, so you're right. Then there's there can't be, where Akima Shiesh Pahidr is out now. Because he's Mochel. But from the standpoint of either the Talmud or other Talmidei Chachamim, they should not go easy, so to speak, with the fact that they don't have the opportunity anymore to be mekayim the mitzvah of kavod talmid chachamim. In other words, the mechila should not be considered a good thing to them. They should go, oh great, he's Michael, that's it, we're off, we're out. You see? So it's that they don't want to lose this mitzvah. This is an important idea in this mitzvah. So you don't want to lose that opportunity of that kiyama mitzvah. So that's how the Grizz is learning the Gemara. That Rava was ikpid not midin chiyuva, because he was mochel. But he said, no, hidur me'abed le'bo is, you guys are mochel, and you guys don't, you're like happy fellows over here. You don't care. No, you should have done something. You see, you should have demonstrated something that you're sorry to see this, that you really want to be part of this mitzvah. You really want to have the kiyum of kavod talmid chachamim. You see? That's what it means, Kila rotza lamo bipanav. That you don't really want the mechila. You don't want to be putter from this mitzvah. That's what you're showing. So that's why the Grizz is right. See, the Grizz realized that it's going to be very hard to formulate. It's going to be very hard to formulate that he was mochel, and yet there's still some chiyuv that remains. What chiyuv is it? But the answer is, he was ikpid because of their attitude towards the mitzvah. And he said, you should have done this. See, you shouldn't have done this, not because there's a chi of ha-mitzvah to do this, but it's a general idea. You shouldn't have wanted this mitzvah to be erased from your world. You should have shown that you really want to be part of it. That's the pshat in the Gemara. That's the pshat in the Gemara. Yeah, that's good. Otherwise, it's very hard. It's very hard, I mean, to learn the Gemara. Because he's going to say they're mochel, and yet there's still some chiyuv that remains. You know, that's, and I mean, when I say a chiyuv, I mean a chiyuv within the very framework of the mitzvah of kavod. I mean, so where's that chiyuv come from? The Grizz is right. Because the only thing you have is ki mashiyesh b'hidr, v'lo v'davar acher. He got that right, the Grizz, you see? That's why he hammered that home. Because what's left? He said, there's nothing left. What did he want from them, Rava? But the answer is, they should have done something, not midin chiyuva, meaning from the chiyuv of kibbut talmid chachamim, but they should have done something from a more universal attitude towards mitzvos, and this mitzvah in specific, because of the ideas it contains, that the guy should want, he should consider it an opportunity that he gets to be machabed, someone who's Kona Chachma, who's a Talmud Chacham. That's the pshat. Okay. Well, I'll do it next week, but anyhow. But the, okay, so that's Rashi in the Shulta Shita. Alright, then the Grizz is gonna go through the Rambam Shita. Okay? I mean, we're not gonna do the Rambam Shita right now, but I just wanna just bring out the one question you really need to say, an interesting question he doesn't really define. I don't know if we can, but we should try. Is what's really the machlokas, Rashi and the Rambam, whether or not the kavod talmidei chachamim is subject to mechila? Because that's really a big nafkamina. is kavod tamid acham, subject to, and he makes a very strong argument, like the Rambam, that it shouldn't be. A very strong argument. You get done, it's like, that's it, the Rambam won. But then he brings back at the end that the Shulchan Aruch paskins the other way. It would be nice. I mean, he doesn't define it. I don't know if we could, but it would be nice to try. I just want to bring it to your attention, to think about it, that question. The machlokas, can the Talmud Chacham, the Kavod Talmid Chacham be Nimchal? The Rambam says no, and Rashi and the Shultos say yes, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins that way. Yeah. By the way, if you take a look in the Shulchan Aruch, in, what does he say? In Reish Mem Dalet Sif Yud Dalet, you'll see that he does paskin like this Rashi, that even though there's Mechila, the Mechaber paskins, and the Ramah doesn't argue, that Yechayev in Hidr Ksas. Yechayev in Hidr Ksas. Yeah. Okay. All right, we'll stop here. I hear you, but I guess the Mechaber held, because the Gra, you see, references this Gemara. Ikbid, v'hidr me'abid boyolei. So I guess the Gemara was saying that this perfection of your attitude towards Kavod Talmid HaChachamim, it's like not an option. It's not an option. It's completely inappropriate, and therefore the Shulchan Aruch holds that you chayev to do it. But again, it's not a chiyuv of Kibud Talmid HaChachamim. It's a chiyuv of an attitude towards this mitzvah. It's interesting. You're right. You're making a good point. I mean, but you see that the Gemara seems to have, what should I say, codified this idea that Rava was ikbid, and that became, that's it. That's exactly what the norm should be for a Jew. That you should have to do some kind of hidr ksas, lanua ksas, to show kila rotza, that you really would want, you want this mitzvah. You don't want the mechila. You would like to do this mitzvah. Interesting thing. Yep. What can I tell you, Chaim? That's it. That's what the Gemara says. I mean, yeah. I mean, the other option is to show me that you're really chayiv to do it, me ikker din, and show me where that comes from. Even though the guy was mochel. Good luck.